attend. You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, The Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris trying to shore up the so-called blue wall campaigns today in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. ABC's Karen Travers says those are three states key to a Democratic victory.
She'll be joined by former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney for a series of conversations, part of an effort to reach out to independents and Republicans and peel them away from former President Donald Trump. Cheney campaigned with Harris earlier this month in Wisconsin, telling the crowd that this year will mark the first time she's cast her vote for a Democrat in a presidential election.
Meanwhile, former President Trump campaigns in North Carolina. 10 states have abortion measures on the ballot next month. The Biden administration proposing a rule today expanding insurance coverage for over-the-counter contraceptives. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Ukraine for the third time since the war began, and an autopsy on One Direction singer Liam Payne found he had ingested numerous drugs before falling to his death last week. This is a
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. The Wisconsin legislature will have to decide what to do with a $4.6 billion surplus when their session begins January 6th. The surplus is related to higher than projected income taxes and lower than projected expenditures in some areas. The state's Budget Stabilization or Rainy Day Fund sits at $1.9 billion. Voters are being asked to amend the Wisconsin Constitution. Currently, the state constitution reads that every U.S. citizen age 18 or older can vote. If voters approved the ballot referendum, the word every would be changed to only. The ballot measure passed two prior sessions of the Wisconsin legislature. And Wisconsin's pheasant hunting season is officially underway. The DNR says hunters need to be aware of regulations, bag limits, and the requirement to wear blaze orange if there's an open gun season. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine. A bit cooler, 74. Then on Wednesday, a whole lot cooler. Mostly sunny with a high of only 58. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Max FM hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. 8:05 on Monday morning. Here is Hall & Oates. Private Eyes on Max FM.
Max FM.
Escape the memory of a phone call and a
bad play where the heroes are right. Nobody thinks or expects too much. Hollywood's calling for the movie rights. Singing, hey baby, let's keep in touch. Hey baby, let's keep in touch. But I want more than a touch. I want you to reach me and show me all the things no one else can see. So watch out there.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you on Monday morning. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today's sunny with a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 53. On Tuesday, we'll have a slight chance of showers. Partly sunny, a high of 72. Wednesday, cooling down with a high of 58. Just taking a sneak peek towards the weekend. Highs in the high 50s, low 60s. Shower chances to return on Saturday night. Currently, it is 59 degrees outside. Emily, how you doing over there?
I'm doing fabulous, Dave. Thanks again. It's so nice to be here with you and with everybody out there in the community. So happy Monday and good morning.
Happy Monday. It is a beautiful Monday. The sun is shining. It is almost 60 degrees out there. I'm wearing shorts already in the middle of October. Woo-hoo. I'm excited about that.
I know you should be. Shorts are great. So let's do it as long as we can, because we know eventually we're going to have to put on boots. That's just a thing.
Yeah,
in Wisconsin,
I know.
It's a thing. So keep on enjoying that weather out there while we have it, guys.
My goal is always to wear shorts on my birthday or golf on my birthday. I remember getting a Christmas tree 1 year in shorts for my birthday. Have never accomplished the golf thing on my birthday yet, so we'll see what happens there. So,
yeah, we're going to keep hoping for you, Dave. We're going to keep hoping for you.
Golf
right. On your birthday.
Yeah, we'll talk about that once we get towards December. So, all right, we should talk about our pets of the week. And these
Yay.
Are some fantastic animals. Did you see these pictures, Emily, this morning?
I did, yes. Unbelievably
oh my
cute.
Goodness.
Cute. I mean, this is one way to start your Monday, right? Talk about cute pets and just name them pets of the week and keep on moving forward with happiness in your day. Animals always bring that to you, don't they?
They certainly do. So, all right. So we're going to take a look at Superman, a four-month-old male, buff and white, short hair kitten, very sweet and active. Superman is ready for his forever home. He loves to play with toys and a wand toy, and he can be faster than a speeding bullet through a cat tunnel. Superman enjoys some lap time and then is off to play and entertain you. He would love a cat tree to watch the outside world and keep you safe from the bad guys. Superman will be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before going home. And that is definitely a cute cat, just Superman. What a better name for a cat, right, Emily?
I know. I was thinking that. I mean, Superman, like, I think cats really do have a thought that they have superpowers and they are of a world that is above and better than human beings. Let's just be real here about cats. I mean, they exist in a higher plane than we do as far as they're concerned. And sometimes I think, I mean, if you've ever seen a cat jump from, you know, its back legs like 15 feet up above its head, I mean, they do have superpowers, let's be honest. So why not call it like you see it? Superman it is. So cute and wonderful.
Yes, it is. Do you want to talk about Nala or should I talk about Nala?
You go right ahead. I just like to listen along right now.
All right. Sounds good.
So go for it.
Okay. Nala is a 1.5-year-old red and white Australian cattle dog. She was surrendered when her owner realized she didn't have the setup and capability to give her what she needed. Nala is an active girl, and her new family should be experienced with her breed, a working dog. Nala might want a job to do, could have some herding instinct. She would be great as a hiking partner. Nala loves people. She enjoys walks and does walk well on a leash. Nala could live with children at least 5 years older. She can be frightened by loud noises and yelling. With a proper and slow introduction, she could share her home with another dog. No cats. Nala will be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before going home. And Nala is a beautiful dog, and his prior experience of having a dog that kind of is a working dog and a herding dog, they do need a little extra TLC, but they're one of the best kind of dogs out there, I can honestly say. Very loyal dogs. So if you get a chance to go over to sawhumane.org, please do so. And please get these pets home before even Halloween. A great addition to family in both cases.
I want to comment too, Dave, as a person that has owned heelers, a couple of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, you really can't have a better breed. They really train themselves. They like to pick their one person and kind of be by that person's side. They're incredibly intelligent. They communicate well with humans and other animals around them in terms of their body language and things like that. But you're right about the working dog breeds. Got to make sure that they get that exercise and that activity that they like, which is, you know, herding. So they will run around in circles around a group of animals or people and kind of bark and try to get everybody in line. That's what their job is. So if people don't understand that, then they, you know, they may not understand that behavior. It doesn't mean anything except for the fact that that's what they're, you know, that's what they're wired for. So they do need a lot of exercise, and they do like a lot of one-on-ones with their person. So, but I loved our heelers. They were perfect in every way. So Nala looks like a fantastic dog. So definitely reach out.
She definitely does. Now, I had a blue heeler mix. That was our first dog, and he was an amazing dog. Very loyal dog, too, and very protective, and he kept me out of trouble when I was younger, so I was very thankful for that. And today is National Reptile Awareness Day, so if you're a reptile parent, share your favorite pictures on the Sauk County Humane Society Facebook page and why you love them. And then Sunday is National Black Cat Day. Then they love to have pictures and updates on past adoptions at the Sauk County Humane's Facebook page. So please take a picture of your favorite black cat and post it on the Sauk County Humane Society's Facebook page. And their next volunteers orientation will be held on Saturday, November 2nd. Applications can be found at sawkhumane.org, or you can come to the shelter and fill one out. So if you want to take a chance to help all pets in the area, please consider helping out. That is such a rewarding experience and such an important organization in our community as well. Right, Emily?
Absolutely. I mean, humane societies do hands down incredible work. It is absolutely a labor of love. Conversation for another time. I have a long history working with animals myself. So I worked alongside the Humane Society several times to help with rescues and to help with grooming and to help with some needs that animals, had coming into the Humane Society atmosphere and getting them kind of suited and ready to go to their forever home. So anything you can do to support a humane society in your area, please do so, because they do the good work. You know, they're really, really people filled with heart to help out animals who also are there to, you know, return that love. So show your support. Absolutely.
Most definitely. And that's where my first heeler mix came from. And
he was just such a good dog, and it was just a great companion. So again, for more information about the Pets of the Week, go to sockhumane.org or go to the Sauk County Humane Society's Facebook page, and please consider adopting these pets or a volunteer opportunity as well. So what we're going to do, Emily, next is we're going to word in from all of our sponsors. We'll have a look at our community calendar. That'll be brought to us by Community First Bank. And then we'll talk about calendar days shortly. So we're going to go through kind of the date, what's going on today. And then after that, right around 8:30, we'll have Hanging with Havel and Maddie. Emily, thank you for being here this morning. We're so happy you joined us. Thank you.
Thank you. This has been such a fun morning. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this opportunity and the, you know, the gift that you all are giving me to be able to be here with you and to be here with the community. So thank you so much. I'm just all smiles over here. So thank you so much.
You betcha. So we'll look at our community calendar on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season this upcoming weekend. The Baraboo Children's Museum will be hosting both their Trick or Trot event as well as the Trunk or Treat event. Details for both can be found at the Baraboo Children's Museum Facebook page or baraboochildrensmuseum.org. River Hills Church in Sauk Prairie will also be hosting a Sauk Prairie Trunk or Treat event. In addition to walking through and collecting candy, you can also play games, enjoy face painting, and savor some delicious snacks. They'll have hot chocolate, apple cider, coffee, or mix your own mocktails to satisfy your hunger with a selection of snacks from 2 to 3 food trucks as well. This event will be on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. And also on that same Saturday from 3 until 8 p.m., Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting the annual Pumpkin Carving Contest plus crafts and the Halloween Hike. Pumpkin carving will be happening from 3 until 5:30. Halloween Torchlit Hike will be from 6 until 8 p.m. with crafts for kids in the Rock Elm Shelter from 5:30 until 7 p.m. There'll also be concessions in the Chateau. It is a free event, but you will need a state park sticker. They do also ask for a goodwill donation. Again, this is also on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 8 p.m. Downtown Reedsburg will be hosting their Halloween Treat Walk. Fun for all ages. Have the kids dressed up in their Halloween costumes and walk through from 3 until 4 p.m. The Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin, Reedsburg, Sauk County will be leading the walk. Meet at the Boys and Girls Club at 2:30 to line up for the walk. These are just a few of the many events. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as Area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details after portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, The Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Maximum music, Max FM.
Uptown girl, she's been living in her uptown world.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you on your Monday morning. It is 8:27 a.m. Emily, how you doing?
I'm doing great. The time has been flying by in this morning show because you know what? Time flies when you're having fun. Isn't that a thing? That's a thing, right? So yeah, it's been flying.
Definitely.
It's been great. The music's been great. All the bits are great. This is just so much fun. So thank you again, everyone, for allowing me to step into this position. I just look forward to every morning. I can't wait.
We're excited to have you here, and I'm so glad you are here. And yeah, this morning has flown by. I can't believe that we're already to calendar days. I mean, I'm looking at my clock, and I'm like, wow, where did Monday morning go? So I hope everyone's morning is going as quick as yours and mine, Emily.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. If you want, you know, parts of your morning are super special and important to like be in the present if you can do it, or just rush through the morning to get everyone where they need to be. Either way, it's kind of good when it goes by without a hitch. So if we can help with that, that's what we're here to do. So happy to do it.
Exactly. So we'll talk about our calendar days briefly. It's Police Commemoration Day, and this is just to take a moment to thank all of our police officers who have served. National Reptile Day, we mentioned that during our Pets of the Week. The squeamish admirers alike appreciate these roles these creatures play in our ecosystem. Now, here's an interesting one. National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. That one, it's a hard no for me. I'll be honest with you. How about you, Emily?
Oh, not a hard no. I'm a fan of cheesecake, you know, not a huge dessert person. I really kind of prefer the savory in terms of like a treat. But this time of year, you know, the traditional pumpkin pie, maybe not so much texture thing, but if you put pumpkin and cheesecake together, I would definitely give it a few bites. I'm going to say yes to pumpkin cheesecake. Sorry, Dave, but it's a yes.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I love cheesecake, just not pumpkin. So it's all good.
Don't send Dave your pumpkin treats. He's not going to, he's not into it, but you can send them to me. I'll take them.
Yeah, there you go. Send those to Emily. It's also National Pets for Veterans Day. It all started with a dog named Bear. Ironically, my first dog was Bear. I am not a veteran, but
so was
we
mine.
Do... Really?
My first dog was named Bear. Wow. That's amazing. That just happened in real time, folks. We did not know that. So cool. More to come on that.
That is cool. We'll talk more about that another day. So that's cool. Also, it's National Check Your Meds Day. So make sure that you have your right meds. They're not expired, all of that stuff. Kind of important things. Let's see. National Archives Day. This is important. Take a look at all the historical records and the preservation of all that information. Very
Absolutely.
Important.
It's, you know, you learn so much about yourself if you figure out where people have been before you were around and what people accomplished before, you know, you stepped into the world. So I think that's a really, really good thing to recognize. And it's something that can really just go by without even thinking about. So again, time to take a moment and think about things and do a little moment of research today on some archives. That'd be cool.
Definitely. And here's a good one. National Apple Day. So celebrate apple pie, applesauce, apple crisp. We could go on with that. We have fresh picked apples sitting right behind me. All the apple orchards in the area, it's getting to be that time of the year where you want to get to them sooner than later, right, Emily?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we know the community in which we live. There are apples abound. There are other things being harvested right now. So go take advantage of that and help your community and your farm by going ahead and giving them some business and some support, because delicious apples, there's really nothing like it. And if you haven't gone to school yet, grab one for your teacher. I think that's still a thing people appreciate.
I do as well, and I can appreciate this one. National Loud Shirt Day. That's the day to wear those Hawaiian shirts and other shirts that are just out there. I can love that one. I can embrace that one.
Especially, it's like a tropical day today. Go for it. I mean, if you don't know what you're wearing today, grab your loudest, craziest, clashiest colors and just have a good time with the hot weather. Hey, we are still here on the air. We are having a great time this morning. There might be a little bit of technical blip right now. So you just got me chatting it up here. So let's see. Monday morning, we've been through a wonderful weather forecast. I've been talking about some great football that happened over the weekend. Let's see what else is going on. Let's see. National Apple Day. We're going to go and have some ideas maybe soon about how best to utilize some of the harvest foods that happen in the fall in the area. As we all know, Wisconsin is a growing state in many ways, but there is a lot of growing of produce here and a lot of growing of other vegetables and other things that people can
get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Packers came from behind to beat the Houston Texans 24-22 on Sunday at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. New kicker Brandon McManus booted the game-winning 45-yard field goal as time expired to push the Packers to 5-2 on the season. The Lions took control of the NFC North, knocking off the Vikings 31-29 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Jake Bates hit the go-ahead field goal with 15 seconds left in regulation to give Detroit the win. Week 7 of the NFL season wrapping up on a Monday night doubleheader. Tonight, Tampa Bay hosting Baltimore in the early game. The Chargers visit Arizona in the late game. Football Badgers win their third straight, knocking off Northwestern 23-3 in Evanston on Saturday. The ninth-ranked Badger women's volleyball team beat Michigan 3-1 on the road last night. Kelly Sheffield tying Pete Waite for first place on the all-time win list with his 305th career victory. Marquette also sweeping Xavier in Big East action yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine. A bit cooler, 74. Then on Wednesday, a whole lot cooler, mostly sunny, with a high of only 58. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55. 99.7.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It definitely is Manic Monday, right, Emily? How you doing over there?
I'm doing great. You know what? I'm here to help. So whatever we need to do, we got this. So it's a little bit manic, but it's also a little bit smooth. And you know what? That's life, right? So embrace it.
Exactly. So it did work out. There was a few internet glitches, so we're looking into what happened there, but hey, we got through it. So thank you for bearing with us this morning.
Yes, thank you. Definitely. You know what? We always do the best we can. That's all we can. That's all everyone can ask of everyone. So just keep that mindset moving forward and get on with our Monday, because it's going to be a good one.
Most definitely. So, Emily, I wanted to take a moment and say thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you had a fun first day. You'll come back on Tuesday?
I'm going to come back on Tuesday. Yeah, absolutely. I had a wonderful, fun first day, and I'm looking really, really looking forward to my second day and all the days after that. Thanks to everyone out there who's listening. I know you all bear with us, and I hope that, you know, we make you smile a little bit here and there, and that's our plan moving forward. So any feedback, totally appreciated, and thanks for everyone for having me. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you for joining us, Emily. So what's going to happen is we're going to have Hanging with Havel and Maddie. Emily will be back with me right around 7:10 tomorrow morning. So, Emily, thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dave.
Good
Thanks,
morning,
everyone out there. Have a wonderful Monday.
You as well. Looking forward to it. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow morning. And here's Maddie and Havel on Max FM.
Good morning. I'm Maddie Jones, and it is time for Hanging with Havel here on Max FM. Our Packers expert, Chris Havel, is going to join us in just moments as we talk about the big win at Lambeau yesterday between the Green Bay Packers and the Houston Texans. Hanging with Havel brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
It's time for Hanging with Havel here on Max FM. Chris Havel, our Packers expert, joins us for a sixth NFL season. He is a two-time national best-selling author who has covered the Packers since before Brett Favre's first start, then as a sports columnist at the Green Bay Press Gazette, and now in his 24th season as the host of Sportsline, 4 to 6 afternoons on WDUZ The Fan. Hanging with Havel on Max FM is brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm. Chris, my goodness, that one was a game for the ages and exactly how we predicted on Friday, huh?
Called it. We called our
shot.
We
did.
Brandon McManus, it's up, it's good, and everybody goes home happy except the Houston Texans and oh well.
There's jubilation and joy in Green Bay. There was on the sideline during that entire last few seconds of the game, so we'll say we're sorry to the Texans. You'd only lost one to this point, so you can get onto the two-game loss bandwagon, too. It's okay. But I'm telling you, though, watching this team yesterday, this Green Bay Packers young team, it feels like a freight train that's really just starting to get its wheels going right now. They have everything they need, right? And all they have to do is really keep moving forward, and you want this train at full speed come January, because that's when I feel like this is going to be a team very capable of some really special things. Are you getting that feeling from this particular team?
I sure am. I mean, it's not just the three-game winning streak with four looming, but it's the fact that every week you see something that impresses you, something that is a step forward, something that's a coming together of a bunch of different players. And this team, I would say, now Brandon McManus, the oldest by a couple of years on the squad, the kicker, as it should be.
Sure.
As it should be. An incredible amount of maturity that belies the age.
Yeah.
You know, and I say that
agreed.
A lot. age isn't necessarily, you know, the maturity isn't a function of age. It's either you're kind of mature and you got it together or you don't in some cases. But I see these guys working at their craft, and I think just a tremendous example front and center. And again, I don't want to pick on Quay Walker, but Eric Wilson showed you what a bona fide NFL professional linebacker can bring to the table on a moment's demand when Quay Walker went out with a concussion. Now, I hope Quay is fine and all that,
but
you and I identified the weak link on defense, and now the test will be for Jeff Hafley. Do you go with the guy who was the high draft pick that's got all this measurables and the great testing and all of that, or do you go with the guy, Eric Wilson, who just is really making it difficult for you to take him off the field?
I absolutely agree. And as long as we're talking about Eric Wilson, four tackles for loss yesterday, two sacks, as well as a pass breakup. Wilson and Cooper looked easily like the best two-man linebacking group of the season for the Green Bay Packers yesterday. There was some speed. There was a whole lot of want to out there. And there were a lot of good instincts, too. And obviously, Cooper's a little bit of he's a rookie. So sometimes he's going to make those mistakes. But as we talked on Friday, sometimes when he makes those mistakes, he can make them up because of his speed and because he realizes very quickly he's made that mistake. So it was a good combination out on the field yesterday.
I thought very direct. They no horsing around between those two guys. And when the play calls for a blitz or to get somewhere or to fill gaps, they do it with all the gusto and lust that you could want from a linebacker. And those two guys seem like they've been working together forever. You would never guess that the starting inside linebacker is out. And I think they really have to take a long, hard look at this. I think it's really important to keep Quay Walker above ground in terms of keeping him involved and making him feel good about things. On the other hand, you know, you can't play favorites. You can't bow to where the guy was drafted.
Right.
Just the physical skills that are apparent, but yet apparently not finding their way onto the field or into the stat line. So I think Eric Wilson, he proved it. I mean, in the preseason, he proved it again when he did get a little chance to play. And I don't know how much more, because he's already surpassed and leapfrogged Isaiah McDuffie. Now, McDuffie's a fine special teamer and all that, but Eric Wilson's a guy you want in your base defense on the field when the other team starts to drive. So I kind of think it's just that simple. Nothing's ever simple, Maddie, but it should be.
I feel like this one is. I feel like this one, just from the eye test, is a little bit of a no-brainer. But we'll see what happens as the week progresses on. But let's talk.
I got to ask you, Maddie, how would you, if you're Jeff Hafley, how do you approach this with, because communication is supposed to be the great, you know, problem solver and preemptive. But if you're Hafley now, what are you thinking, Maddie, when you think about Walker, the concussion, and Eric Wilson, obviously? How do you handle that?
I'm thinking that I want this team to continue on this upward trajectory, and as much as it sucks as a coach, as Hafley has told us over and over, he puts the best players on the field. He doesn't care what the seniority is. He doesn't care where they come in the pecking order. If they're the best player at that particular point, he said it when he was hired as the defensive coordinator. He said it at several press conferences, and if that's truly how he feels, then you go with Eric Wilson and you go with Edgerrin Cooper. Not to say that there won't be some packages that Quay Walker might not be the better choice, right? Or some teams where Quay Walker might be the better choice in some games. It happens. And luckily, if you're the Green Bay Packers, you've got personnel to move around. Not every team has that luxury. And if we're talking Jeff Hafley, Chris, can we just call him second half Hafley at this point? I think we have to. Because
second Hafley, yes.
Exactly, because let's talk about this. The second half points that have been allowed by this defense in week one, 17. In week two, 10. Week three, 7. And then it just gets smaller from there. In week four, 3 points. Week five, 6 points. Week six, 3 points. And then yesterday in week seven, only 3 points. From weeks 3 to 7, the Packers defense has allowed only, if you don't want to do the math this morning, 22 total points in the second half of 5 games. No one has scored in double figures on this defense since week 3. That is absolutely unbelievable. And if you're a Packers fan, you have to be ecstatic, right? Because we watched this defense last year over and over and over under Joe Barry just get into these need to make a stop situations and absolutely couldn't do it. And yesterday, Joe Mixon had a little bit of fun running on this defense, but when they needed to button it up, they absolutely did. And Hafley got after the quarterback, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But what do you make of this second half resurgence from this defense right now?
Well, as much as we talk about, my goodness, you got to make halftime adjustments, or even why wait till halftime? Do it sooner.
Right.
And the prior regime just not very good at that. But I think this, the numbers don't lie. The points, the scoreboard doesn't lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're looking at 24-22 today, for all of the mistakes and bad positions that the offense put the defense in.
Oh, my goodness,
in,
right?
I mean, it's almost like a tutorial on how to build complementary football, maybe not the ideal way.
Right.
But definitely talk about having your back. And
yeah.
Really the offense, hey, I owe you one, bud, because that whole defense, because they really kept them in the game. And
yeah.
They have now all seven games given their offense a chance to win the game.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And I think Halfley, I mean, that is just phenomenal. And yet I'm certain that the players feel this way and that
mm-hmm.
he feels this way. It's all like you said, just that the steam roller
just engine.
Getting started.
Yeah.
The steam engine, it's just finding its way on both sides of the ball. I think offense knows what it can do. It's just a matter of
right.
pulling it all together and executing. Defensively, they're still figuring out who they are, but you know
right.
what they do know? They're really darn good.
What I love about the offense, too, and we'll talk about them in just a moment, because we're going to toot the horn of the defense a little bit more here in just a moment. But what I love about the offense, and for this whole team just in general, is that they did make their mistakes yesterday. I mean, they couldn't quit stepping on their own feet there for a while. I mean, who gives C.J. Stroud two chances from the 11-yard line? That's just ridiculous. But at any rate, they kept stepping on their own toes, and at the same time, they made those mistakes, but with basically what I would say was a C-minus performance, especially from the offense, they were able to squeak out a win from a 5-1 team, a very good 5-1 team that might be considered one of the front runners in the AFC this year, right? I mean, is he going to give him credit?
I wouldn't want to play them with, well, they're going to maybe, if they get him again in the Super Bowl, Nico Collins and the five defensive
right?
starters they missed. Because Jimmy Ward, by the way, especially, is a guy who's just been
yeah.
a pain in the Packers' rump. And not
yes.
having him out there. Now, they still generated pass rush. And
yes.
I did not think the Packers' offensive line would give up three sacks the way they did and
right?
all that. But that's a pretty good pass rush. It's a really good defensive head coach. And they know what
yeah.
they're about, too.
They're disciplined.
They are. But at, you know, at the end of the day, I kind of looked at it oversimplifying. Are the Packers closer to a 4-3 team or a 5-2? And you are what your record says, 5-2 definitely. And the Texans,
yeah.
a 5-1 start, but 5-2 sounds about right for
right?
them as well. But I do. I mean, I think offensively they're just kind of still finding themselves
yeah.
and they have a lot out there yet, because Jordan Love is basically kind of in that mode right,
right.
now. But defensively, sky's the limit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure right now if I could predict, Maddie, I don't know about you, which side of the ball is going to be better ultimately at the end of the season.
I think the defense, honestly. I think you have more veterans on that side of the ball, more guys who have been in the league a little bit longer. And, you know, I think the guys who have been on this defense for a while, your Jair Alexanders, your Kenny Clark, I think they're legitimately bought in, and I think they're legitimately excited, especially after the last few years under Joe Barry. So I truly believe that the defense might be a few ticks better at the end of the season than
and
the offense.
And if you're right, we're going to be talking about some playoff wins and you know what, maybe. The big game.
Perhaps, yeah. We'll see. I mean, I've been wrong before, but I really feel like the defense is going to take a step up. And let's face it, when it comes to playing in the NFL, defense is still the easier side of the ball to play on, right? I mean, it's the more physical side, but there's not as many nuances necessarily as what you get on the offensive side, especially under a Matt LaFleur offense, right? So I feel like the learning curve is maybe a little less, especially for the young guys, you know, and just really go be physical, make your tackles. That's kind of the moral of the story
Maddie,
when it comes to defense, right?
I really find this interesting with Jeff Halfley. Every Thursday they get together and they have their ball meeting, and that's just
mm-hmm.
what they call it. And
yeah.
they talk turnovers all
yep.
the time. That's what they do for the 45 minutes of the hour. They talk about how to take it away, how to punch it out, how to set up interceptions, all of those kind of things. And it brought me back to something that Fritz Schirmer, the great defensive coordinator,
mm-hmm.
years gone by, he would say, you only get what you demand.
Sure.
And that's just the way it is. Well, Halfley, and maybe a little kinder, gentler, you only get what you emphasize.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can't emphasize everything. But he said, what is really important to your program? The couple, two, three key things. And you know what? The difference between Halfley and other D coordinators, other coaches, every Thursday those players know they're going to talk about taking that football away.
Yeah.
And that's just ingrained. You will see defensive coordinators, guys, we haven't had a turnover forced in four
yeah.
weeks. We got to focus. We got to
sure.
this, that. Well, I mean, kind of the horse is out of the barn by that point, I think,
right.
Anyway.
And
Fritz had his different ways of doing it, but the same thing. There were the certain tenets. See, Fritz was a really big three and out guy. He would hammer three and out. Get off the field. I mean, the turnover's fine. We'll take it. Great. But three and outs are just as good. And every time they talked, it was always about the three and out and doing your job, hustling out there to get the right package in, be sharp, know what your assignments are. Halfley's a wonderful coach, Maddie.
He speaks
so much common sense, it kills me.
Right.
I listen to the guy, and I understand it. And I'm not, I'm not in the meetings, but holy cow.
He's one of the few guys in the league right now who doesn't overthink it, especially on the defensive side of the ball, right? I mean, I look at the Vikings, and that defense is incredible. They did get their first loss of the season yesterday. Thank you, Lions, even though, again, that's a little painful to say. But, you know, at the same time, I look at what Brian Flores is doing, and I listen to their guys talk about it, and they're like, oh, you know, it took forever to get into this playbook, and we've got all of these things. And I'm like, well, why? It's still defense. The goal is to still stop the dude with the ball, right? Like, I mean, you know, and to get to the guy with the ball. That's still the overall gist of defense. So why do we have to make it so hard? You know, I don't know.
And, I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's fine.
You're right. No, and to the point about keeping it simple, Evan Williams comes in as a rookie.
Oh, man,
I mean,
yeah.
And that guy, how many great stops yesterday did he have?
Yeah.
And just 33 all
around. Two-point conversion? I mean, that game would have been maybe a whole lot different without that two-point conversion stop from the rookie. I mean, let's be honest about it.
No, now, that's a fact. And, so he's picked it up really quickly.
Right.
And they're to the point now where their rookie's kind of setting their own standard of play.
Yeah. Yeah.
And taking pride in what they've already accomplished just seven games in. And that, I mean, that's invaluable.
Now, here's a question for you. And again, I want to talk more defense because some of these stats are crazy from yesterday. But do you think that Jeff Halfley coming from the college ranks helps with some of those rookies because he understands what that learning curve maybe is a little bit more, just coming fresh off of the college circuit of coaching? Does that help him at all?
Yeah, because when he was talking right away about things like the distance between the hash marks, college football, wider apart, NFL, you've got more of the sent balls in the middle of the field. You got to defend both sides. There's not the boundary and just some things that to understand that something simple like that a defensive back might be even embarrassed to talk about, like, where exactly is my landmarks?
Yeah.
Where do I line up, coach? Because the hash marks, well, are you an idiot? They're farther apart. You know what I mean? Or whatever.
Right, yeah.
But no, he doesn't take any of that for granted.
Right.
And I think, and he handled a lot of that stuff in the off season.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
For the young guys. I think the value of bridging that gap happened already with Halfley and the young guys. But it's a great point because now we're seeing bearing the fruit of that.
Right.
Especially with the young guys. But you're right. And I said it last week that on defense, the older guys seem like it's taken a little longer to get to the party.
It does.
Other than Xavier McKinney. But now that they're on board, and you said it right out of the show this morning, I mean, you've got a great blend of youth and veterans and a ton of talent. Because one thing about defense, it is easier to play if you got the horses to run the race.
Right.
I've always said that.
Yeah,
offense,
agreed.
You can use a little subtlety, a little nuance, a little trickery. Defensively, if you don't have guys that are big and strong and can rush the passer and bring guys down and tackle, good luck.
Right, absolutely. Now, speaking of all of this, and Jeff Halfley putting on a master class yesterday, they didn't have any takeaways for the first time this season. The defense didn't. But the Packers' defense allowed 3.4 yards per play, 55 net passing yards, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, 4 of 13 third down conversions, and they had 4 sacks yesterday as well. So despite the fact that they were constantly being put in bad positions on the field, they still were absolutely unstoppable yesterday. C.J. Stroud, we've talked a lot about the fact that this defensive line has had some issues with getting pressure on the quarterback. 15 of his 29 dropbacks yesterday were under pressure. He went for 2 of 9 for 12 yards, and he was sacked 4 times, as we were just saying, when he was throwing under pressure. Now, here's the statistic that just kind of blew my mind today. Since the merger, there has only been 15 Packers games where they held their opponent to 55 net passing yards or fewer. The last time they did that was Justin Fields in 2022. Only the second time they'd done it since 2006, and that was to Tavares Jackson. Before that, it was Kyle Orton in 2005 and Joey Harrington in 2004. And then, of course, you have C.J. Stroud as of yesterday.
That is an incredible number. And it's, to me, and because we've talked so much about the takeaways, and that's wonderful, you could easily argue and make the case that the Packers defense played its best game of the season without a single turnover, which isn't that refreshing. It's not luck. It's not trying to live on the edge. Can we come up with that big pick at the end to try to save the day? They went toe-to-toe with a really physical team and a pretty darn good offensive line, I might add. Yep. And they gave more than they got. And they did that without any turnovers.
And to contain C.J. Stroud not only on the ground mostly, but with his arm. That's another big one.
He looked a lot like Kyler Murray, Maddie.
He did. He did look a lot like Kyler Murray. Now, here's the thing, though, that I've seen a lot of Packers fans. You know how much I love to go to social media for those gut knee-jerk.
See, I don't, and I'm glad I don't have to because you got it covered.
I know, but they're so much fun. But, you know, one of the big things was some fans out there of football, just in general, were like, well, what did they really do? There was no Nico Collins. Well, because Stephon Diggs is just a slump out there? I mean, no, he's not. He's still a very good receiver. Not to mention the fact that Tank Dell, remember, he was my X factor on Friday. I was a little worried about what he was going to be able to do to this team, just where they like to play him. And no, Halfley was like, no, we're not letting that happen today.
Maddie, think about this, and I don't want to hear the Nico Collins. I mean, what, should they just give up their season because they don't have one receiver? The Packers have been without multiple receivers, multiple weeks, and they're 5-2. Stephon Diggs had 5 catches for paltry 23 yards on 7 targets. Tank Dell, 0 catches, 0 yards, 4 targets. So that's 11 targets, 5 catches, 23 yards. You can't play much better than that. And the tight end shook loose for 1 catch on 2 targets for 28, and that was it.
Stephon Diggs honestly did more in the pregame when he was trying to pick fights with everybody than he did on the field yesterday.